The 56th Cannes International Film Festival is in progress on the French Riviera. Amid the starlets, producers, and paparazzi is Morning Edition and Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan. Bonjour, y'all.
Bonjour, Bob.
Have you picked a winner yet?
Well, it's hard to pick a winner. I mean, some of the films that are most anticipated haven't screened yet, but there are two films that people are talking about in the competition. One is a Canadian film by a man named Denis Arcand, who 15 years ago made a film called The Decline of the American Empire that was the most successful Canadian film ever. And he's got a sequel to this film called The Barbarian Invasion, and people really like it. It's a warm film. It's a human film, and, you know, this festival has been so lackluster that people are just embracing it.
I thought everything was a Canadian movie because they all shoot in Toronto, don't they?
They do. This one was shot in Montreal, I think. It's French-Canadian.
Well, how does this stack up against the others?
For me, so far, it's the best one. The other one that people are talking about a lot, which is a very, very, very strange film, even for Cannes, which is kind of a home of strange films, is Lars von Trier's film called Dogville. Von Trier is a Danish director. He made Dancer in the Dark a few years ago, which won the Palme d'Or. He's a very cinematic director. He moves the camera a lot. But this is a film that is shot on a bare soundstage. It's supposed to be a town, but there are no props. There are no sets. Where there are houses, there are rectangles drawn on the stage. And it's a three-hour movie about how a town is really kind of first embraces, then rejects a woman who's in trouble.
This is Nicole Kidman, isn't it?
Nicole Kidman's in it, and she's quite good in it, but she can't really do enough to really make this film something you really want to see.
Did you go to their news conference?
Yes, I did go to the news conference. I did.
And what happened there?
Well, one of the things, you never know what's going to cause a fuss at Cannes. One of the things that happened at the news conference is that Nicole Kidman started smoking.
Well?
She did this in part to, I think, to kind of, you know, get the attention of Lars von Trier, who doesn't like people smoking. And I'm still not sure why, Bob, but there were stories on the Internet that said this became an international scandal that she was smoking.
Now, wait a minute. The French smoke.
I know the French smoke. They weren't upset. But
I think they're lacking for something going on, isn't it?
It's really true. This has been one of the quietest festivals in years. Everyone from critics to the people who are here to buy films, the people here to sell films, everyone says that it's been quiet. There have been one or two small films, not in competition, but films that I've really enjoyed that were different, that were offbeat, that are kind of the things that you really go to Cannes for. One of them, astonishingly enough, is a feature-length animated film by a Frenchman living in Canada. It's called Belleville Rendezvous, and it's just really wacky. It's very caricatured. The director is a former comic book artist. It's about the kidnapping of a Tour de France bicyclist and how his grandmother has to rescue him. And it's just, it's insane, but very, very amusing.
I had that same idea, and here somebody takes it away from me.
So you got to jump on these things.
Oh,
you
man.
Know, or they go away.
Mm. What else?
There's a film called The Fog of War by Errol Morris. Errol Morris is a really good documentary filmmaker. He made The Thin Blue Line, Fast, Cheap, and Out of Control. He's one of the most unusual documentary filmmakers around.
Oh, this is Robert McNamara.
Yes, this is a film about Robert McNamara, and it's called 11 Lessons. It's broken up into 11 ideas that he's abstracted from McNamara's thought. He talked to McNamara for about 20 hours. There's a lot of newsreel footage, most of it the stuff that you haven't seen before. There's a very evocative Philip Glass score. It's just a real fascinating, it's ideas that McNamara and the whole situation that he was involved in with the war is more complicated than we want to think, that questions of good and evil are not as simple as sometimes we'd like to believe.
Yeah, he says something like if we had lost the war, he would have been prosecuted as a war criminal.
He said that, but he said that about actions that he was involved in World War II.
Ah, yes, right.
He was under Curtis LeMay, and it was the firebombing of 68 Japanese cities at the cost of probably, you know, the film says a million civilian casualties. And he said, basically, if we had lost the war, we would have been brought up as war criminals. And he asked the question, what makes it different because we won? Now, obviously, there's no answer to that. But he's a man who's really questioning himself, questioning these things. And Errol Morris is a director who loves this kind of questioning. So it's a really very fascinating, provocative film.
Oh, there's one. I hope the rest of it picks up for you.
I'm doing my best, Bob.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Kenneth Turan is a film critic for the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition. The winners of the 56th Cannes International Film Festival will be announced Sunday.
Thank you.